We are, however, going to jump into our first segment here on Scrawl Word of the Day.
Word of the Day!
Oh, God. I can't stop with the singing.
Mariah, I'm sorry. I love it so much.
I really want to believe that that's my influence. I don't know if it's true, but I just really want to believe that.
I think that's very
She just becomes a whole new person behind that microphone. It's beautiful.
Mariah, what is the word of the day today?
Okay, you better not know it. The word
said with the same attitude as I just said, everyone is a regular listener.
The word of the day is petrichor.
Okay, I don't think I know it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's all we care about is that Brandon doesn't
That's my
know
goal
the word of the
every
day.
Morning. Okay. Petrichor is spelled P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R.
Oh, there's an H in there. Surprise.
Okay. I 100% thought you were just about to say petrichor means.
That is something I would do, like forgetting that we didn't play the game yet.
Didn't one time we were like playing the game and someone was like, okay, wait, is it an adjective or is it a noun? Like, but also what does it mean? And I think that someone almost was like, oh, wait.
Oh, it means wait.
Oh, wait. No, you don't do that.
So friends at home listening, you can text us your guesses for word of the day, 773-325-7341, or you can use hashtag Scrawl Nation on Twitter and we will see your guesses. We'll be happy to talk about those on the air.
Also, what is the part of speech again?
Noun.
It's a noun. Petrichor. Okay, I hear the Petra part and I think of like petrified.
Okay.
And so like, which can't that, I feel like that's a dual meaning word. Like if I'm petrified of something, it means I'm scared of it. But also there's like the petrified forest when something is like totally solidified.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing.
Yeah, I totally knew all that. Yeah, that all makes sense to me.
Well, and you would think that petrified is scared is more colloquial. So it might relate more to like the root of like calcified, the second meaning that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Look at you
that's
guys.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what about core?
Core.
Car. Oh boy. So all right, I'm gonna go ahead and just put my guess out there.
Okay.
So I hear car and I think of the actor Cord Overstreet, who was on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
A show that I have never watched all that much, but whatever. But I know who he is, and so I'm gonna say it is the thing that if the actor Cord Overstreet were ever to be like calcified.
Okay, that's a really good guess.
That would be...
That's it.
Yeah, it happened so many times they needed to make a word for it.
It just happened. It's a very natural occurrence.
And yes.
Right.
Yeah, you exactly. You do need a word for it.
Rima, what do you think?
Okay, when I heard Petra, I thought of, you know, like the one of the seven wonders of the world, Petra, like in Jordan, in the Jordan Valley.
Oh my
so
God, that's so good.
It's like
so
a
good.
Really beautiful, like, you know, natural landscape.
Yeah.
So I thought of that, which is like, it's all like rocks, basically. Like it's like this old ancient land. And then core made me think of like AmeriCorps, like programs. So then I'm thinking that Petrichor is an organization for people who go study archaeology in Petra in Jordan.
Very good.
Wow.
I like that.
Andra, do you have a thought?
I'm not exactly sure, and this is going to sound kind of silly, but...
Okay, our guesses have been real... Source. Go on, sir.
Okay. I'm thinking, when I hear Petra, I think of, like... I also kind of think of rock. That's, like, the first thing that came to my mind, especially, like, St. Peter, and he was, like, known as, like, the rock, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like... Something stony is going on over there.
I like it.
Stony.
With core, well, I don't really know because you threw in that H. So
right.
I was thinking core like hardcore, so like rock hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see that?
Absolutely.
I say go with it.
Yeah. That's a great guess.
Well, that will be my guess.
I love it. James, what do you think?
H.
So I was thinking with Petra, like calcified, and then core is maybe choir, like Greek choir in a tragedy. So petrichor could be like a rock that follows you around and gives you advice from the community.
The friendly.
I want one.
Did you guys see on SNL fairly recently when Blake Shelton hosted and they did a parody country song music video for a song called The Wishin' Boot? And that is essentially what the Wishin' Boot was, but it was like a boot that just appeared in your life when you needed it and provided you with something like food or, in one instance, murdering a decoy boot.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway. Also, stuff. For the record, one of our Scrawl listeners just texted me and said that she knows the word and she knows the answer, but she didn't tell me because that would be
Thank
cheating.
Thank you. I appreciate
And she said
that.
It's an awesome word and she's really glad that you chose it.
Yay. Okay. I love this word, too. And you guys will love the meaning of
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm ready.
A pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather.
Oh.
Isn't that just beautiful?
Beautiful.
I want a candle called petrichor.
Yes. I really love that.
Trademarking it. Dibs. Dibs. That's mine.
Listen, but Yankee candles.
Everyone knows that smell, and you're always like, oh, yeah. I love this smell. And the other day, my boyfriend Malcolm's from Oregon and he was saying how much he loves that smell and his coworker said, there's a word for that. And he said, it's petrichor. And I was like, I'm going to use that on Scrawl Radio. Radio DePaul.
Oh, I love it.
Chicago College Connection.
That's right.
So petrichor, you guys were kind of on with the rocks. The origin is from the 1960s and it's a blend of petro relating to rocks. The smell is believed to be caused by a liquid mixture of organic compounds that collects in the ground.
We're great. So the at rocks, this, frankly.
Yeah, the rocks. You guys were on the right.